The substitute wife, my poor husband is a billionaire. Chapter 1379. Seduce Brandon again. Brandon shifted his focus to Suzanne. She was, thus far, the lone survivor potentially connected to the enigmatic pharmacist. With the foe cloaked in darkness, Brandon knew he needed to act first to assert dominance over the situation. Without delay, he ordered his team to hasten the outsourcing project of his group's promotion. Hadn't Suzanne always coveted the outsourcing of Larson Group's promotion? Now, he handed her the chance. He was keen to uncover her true intentions. With Brandon's backing, Star Entertainment's bidding moved fluidly, swiftly reaching the point of partnership negotiation between the two corporations. An elated Suzanne found herself once again at the Larson Group. This time, instead of imitating Janet's pure and graceful aura, she opted for a different style, one that was distinctly her own. Amid the blazing sun, she donned a striking red suit, her bold makeup and wave-rich hair enhancing her allure. In the sweltering afternoon, she was an undeniable presence. What a stunner! She's drop-dead gorgeous. That's Suzanne, right? The ex-internet sensation? Still as beautiful as ever. Her beauty is star quality. Wish I could have her number. Praise echoed around her, each comment falling pleasantly on Suzanne's ears. Her lips, a vivid red, curled subtly. She straightened her back, assuming a casually glamorous posture. While the onlookers' flattery was pleasing, her target was not them but Brandon, a man no stranger to beautiful women. Ever since Brandon's ruthless rejection, she decided to forego emulating Janet and instead focus on her own strengths. Maybe then, she could truly captivate him. Suzanne didn't only work on her looks, she spent a great deal of time studying Brandon's daily schedule, all to contrive a coincidental meeting at Larson Group's entrance. As expected, she encountered Brandon as he stepped out of his car. Spotting Brandon's commanding figure, her heart fluttered with joy. She hurriedly checked her appearance one last time, ensuring perfection before striding towards him. "Good day, Mr. Larson," Suzanne confidently greeted him, blocking his path with a charming smile. "Today, I..." Brandon, however, didn't so much as glance at her. He brushed past her, his face cool and impassive. Suzanne remained stunned, her hands still mid-air. Seeing Brandon near the company entrance, she snapped back. Undeterred, she hastened after him. "Mr. Larson, please wait. I'm here to discuss the partnership with you. I have some business to talk about." Brandon seemed deaf to her plea. He kept moving towards the elevator, showing no sign of stopping. Feigning a smile, Sean blocked Suzanne at the entrance, advising, "Miss Duncan, you should wait your turn." Suzanne halted, her gaze hostile as she retorted. Chapter 1380. Suzanne's scheme. On the top floor of the Larson Group, in the CEO office, Brandon stood by the expansive floor-to-ceiling window. As he gazed out at the scenery below, his eyes exuded an icy, penetrating intensity akin to an eagle soaring through the darkened night sky. "Boss, the person you wanted to see is here," Sean announced as he walked into the office. Behind him were two security guards escorting a man whose face was etched with fear. The instant the man saw Brandon, the terror on his face deepened. The man trembling before Brandon was the photographer Suzanne had hired to capture intimate photos of her and Brandon at the entrance of Larson Group. However, much to his dismay, he not only failed to take any photos but also found himself ensnared by Brandon's men. He was merely a photographer who was paid to do a job. He had never faced such a harrowing situation before, let alone come face to face with an individual with a formidable and imposing presence like Brandon. He was terrified out of his wits that his body trembled like a leaf. Brandon turned around, and his dark eyes flared in anger. "Are you working for Suzanne?" The photographer's lips drained of color, and cold beads of sweat broke out on his forehead. He could not bring himself to utter a single word due to fear and trepidation. Suddenly, Sean gave the photographer a kick. "Mr. Larson is asking you. Speak up, or you'll regret it."
I don't know anything," the photographer stammered. Despite his fearful demeanor, he still denied Brandon's question and tried to act strong.
"I was just passing by. What right do you have to restrict my personal liberty? This is a crime. I'm going to call the police." A sneer tugged at the corners of Brandon's mouth. In his eyes, the man in front of him was just a nobody. Not wanting to waste any second of his time, he impatiently urged, "Are you going to confess now, or should we continue this discussion in the basement?" Without waiting for the man's response, Sean clasped his hands together and instructed the bodyguards, "Take him downstairs and make him spill the beans by any means necessary." The two bodyguards lifted the man and began to do as told. The man's eyes widened in utter fear. He did not want to know what they were going to do to him. Flustered, he flailed his arms and yelled, "I'll speak. I'll speak." "It was Susanna. She was the one who sent me here." Sean raised his chin and motioned for the two bodyguards to let go of the man. The man breathed a sigh of relief. When the bodyguards released him, his legs gave out, making him collapse to the floor. Under Brandon's relentless and malevolent gaze, the man could no longer bear the weight of his secrets, and he confessed, "I'm just a small-time photographer. Suzanne hired me to secretly capture intimate photos of her and various male celebrities, which she intended to exploit for publicity. But this time, she specifically instructed me to take pictures of the two of you. I just did it for money." Brandon's frigid gaze shifted to Sean, and a silent communication passed between them. With that, Sean conducted a thorough search of the photographer to see if he had any other suspicious items or evidence on his person. They found that the photographer had indeed only brought his camera with him. Apart from a few ambiguous photos, there was nothing else in it. Brandon did not want to waste his time on such a lowly person. He gestured for Sean to retrieve the camera and have his men handle it accordingly. Once all irrelevant had left, Sean promptly reported to Brandon in detail about Suzanne's ascent to stardom. In the beginning, Suzanne was nothing more than a small influencer. However, she slowly gained popularity by capitalizing on fabricated romantic connections with male celebrities. After quite some time, she established her very own agency, Star Entertainment. "It's likely that she involved you in her schemes because of your wealth, influence, at most and undeniable handsomeness. This explains her resorting to such underhanded tactics.
Brandon frowned. What Sean said was logical. But for some reason, he could not shake off the feeling that something was amiss. While numerous female stars and internet celebrities had attempted to fabricate rumors and forge connections with him through various means, none had left as lasting an impression as Suzanne. Things could not be as simple as they seemed. A few days after Janet was diagnosed with infertility, Suzanne claimed that she wanted to start preparing to conceive. She even asked Janet to make her maternity clothes and said provocative remarks toward her. How could this be a coincidence? Sean's investigation revealed that Suzanne was single. How could she get pregnant? Suddenly, a ridiculous and unimaginable idea crossed Brandon's mind. A deep frown formed across Brandon's face at the thought of this. He pushed this thought aside and suppressed the feeling of disgust inside him. Chapter 1381. $3 million. Brandon looked at Sean as though he were looking at a complete idiot. I already told you to leave, so just go. Stop spewing nonsense. Sean shook his head frantically. No. Mr. Larson, I... Get lost. Brandon's voice turned icy as he firmly ordered Sean to leave, leaving no room for negotiation or further discussion. Understood, Sean promptly replied and exited the office. Suzanne had just finished with her meeting with the Larson Group's project manager. She stomped her high heels in anger as she made her way towards her car to leave. Just as she was about to get inside, someone suddenly blocked her path. The person who stood in her way was none other than the photographer who had been caught by Brandon not long ago. Suzanne cast a disdainful glance at him and asked in an arrogant tone, "Are you done taking the photos? Stop mentioning it." The photographer glared at Suzanne, his face showing deep indignation. He at most looked very disheveled, with torn clothes and a bruised face. Brandon caught me red-handed while I was taking the photos. They confiscated my camera and now they want to blacklist me in the industry. Suzanne's arrogant expression suddenly froze, replaced by a nervous one. In an anxious tone, she asked, "Did you spill the beans?" The photographer sneered and retorted, "What do you think? You actually did." Suzanne erupted up in anger. Unable to maintain her elegant image any longer, she pointed a finger at the photographer's nose and cursed loudly, "I've given you so much money over the years. Haven't you made enough profit from me? How dare you betray me? Don't you believe that I can make it impossible for you to live in Barnes?" The photographer forced a smile, pushing away Suzanne's hand, and replied in a sarcastic tone, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for taking care of me all these years. How could a lowly worm like me achieve what I have today without your help?" However, as Sean observed Brandon's face suddenly grow darker, a wave of uneasiness washed over him. He anxiously inquired, "Mr. Larson, is there anything suspicious about Suzanne or the people backing her? Should I instruct our people to prepare for any unforeseen circumstances?" Taking a glance at Sean, Brandon rubbed between his eyebrows wearily with one hand and waved to Sean with the other. "It's nothing. You can go now." This was the first time Sean had seen his boss look so frustrated and annoyed. His sense of uneasiness escalated further, as he suspected that something big was about to happen. Unwilling to leave Brandon in his current state, Sean insisted, "Mr. Larson, Please don't bear the burden all by yourself. If there's any trouble, please don't hesitate to share it with me. As your loyal subordinate, I'm here to support you through any challenges or difficulties." He paused before sneering at Suzanne, "If I remember correctly, we only had a business relationship. I took photos, and you paid me for them. Where exactly does betrayal fit into that? You." Suzanne's face contorted with anger, rendering her momentarily speechless. After a moment, she regained her composure and spoke coldly. "Now that Brandon knows everything, what do you expect to achieve by coming to me? Get out of here." The photographer smirked and held out his hand. "The reason I came to see you was definitely to ask for compensation. Miss Duncan, I ended up getting blacklisted for offending a big shot, all because of you. You definitely owe me something, don't you think?" Suzanne became even more enraged, and now wanted nothing more than to smack the brazen photographer. You have no shame left?" she yelled. "It was your own incompetence that got me exposed, yet you have the audacity to demand compensation from me. I was being generous by not seeking retribution for your mistake. So, Miss Duncan, are you telling me you won't give me any money?" The photographer's expression suddenly transformed into a cold and sinister one. He spoke with venom, saying, "Well then, don't blame me for posting the evidence that you hired me to take ambiguous photos and create scandals. Let's both face the consequences." As Suzanne faced this threat, her eyes revealed a profound sense of hostility. The photographer, however, had nothing left to lose and stood unfazed. His main focus now was money, so he didn't care about any potential retaliation from Suzanne. After a tense moment of locked gazes, Suzanne finally gave in and asked, "How much do you want?" Despite the strong urge she felt to kill the arrogant photographer, she knew that if she pushed him too far, he'd take her down with him. She had no other choice but to compromise and give in to his demands. A smirk appeared on the photographer's face as he stretched out three fingers, indicating his price. 3 million. Despite successfully securing the Larson Group's outsourcing project, Suzanne found herself facing a series of setbacks. Not only did her attempt to seduce Brandon prove unsuccessful, but she had also been blackmailed for a staggering sum of 3 million. This turn of events left her in a sour mood, and she took out all her frustration on Janet, unleashing her anger upon her. She relentlessly sent daily messages urging Janet to quicken the progress of her work. In addition to that, she became excessively picky, scrutinizing every little detail and pointing out flaws at every opportunity. Despite Suzanne's deliberate attempts to provoke her, Janet remained remarkably calm and composed. She was an agile and skilled designer, and harbored no fear of Suzanne. She showcased her capabilities with swiftness and mastery on multiple occasions, leaving Suzanne at a loss for words every time. Furthermore, in an effort to uncover Suzanne's true intentions, she deliberately posted intimate pictures of herself and Brandon on her social media.